Why you should avoid headlines at planning stage. When we sit down to write, we write headlines. Good idea? Nope. Bad idea. Really bad idea. And here's why. Why you should avoid headlines at planning stage. Why Greek food brings great vitality. How to write great headlines in 30 seconds or less. The three steps to greater productivity. Those lines above, they're headlines. And usually when you sit down to write an article, you think it makes perfect sense to start with the headline. And then you wonder why a bout of headbanging follows. It's because the right place to start writing an article is not at the headlines, but instead by writing topics. At the topic stage itself, things can go off the rails. The moment we are called upon to write a bunch of topics, we start off confidently, sometimes too confidently, slipping madly into headline mode. So a topic list might be like this. Topics. How to choose the right smoky whiskey for your palate. Why we would be cream cheese without Jupiter. How to buy ceramic seagulls in New Zealand. Three ways to grow apples on the fence. Free-range chicken, black belt presentations, the best place to experience Sardinian food. Did you notice how we slipped in and out of headline mode? Except for free-range chicken and black belt presentations, we seem to take a ton of time conjuring up what seems like the right headline. And that's a mistake that sucks up a huge amount of time and energy. Headlines should be completely avoided when writing topics. Instead, topics should be a word, maybe a phrase or two, like so. Smoky whiskies, Jupiter, ceramic seagulls, trippet, paint palettes, growing apples on the fence, free-range chicken, black belt presentations, Sardinian food. So why pare it down to just a word or phrase? Paring it down allows you to write dozens of subtopics on the topic. You're using the brainstorm method of dumping everything that's on your mind. And because you're not fiddling with the words that make up a headline, you can quickly come up with a super long list. I'll read that again. And because you are not fiddling with the words that make up a headline, you can quickly come up with a super long list, like the one below. Talent. 1,000 hours, intimidation, isolation, diversity of implementation, pattern recognition, style, Olympic ability, dimmer switch, jail, brain virus, confidence, wrong way, proof, cartooning course, Marsha syndrome, Austin's butterfly, teacher system group, tiny increments, kebab sellers, tracing, copying, medium of instruction, fun versus discipline, east versus west, savants, cross-pollination, school tests, aptitude, mistake frequency, third child, daily versus weekly, style, automaticity, critical zones, vacation, instant improvement. Suddenly, you have a lot more to write about, eh? All of a sudden, you realize how much you know about the topic and how you can then expand that topic into a series of articles. You know what? That looks more than just an article. It looks like a book, perhaps even a series of books. Your brain needs to run around like free-range chicken. Instead, it scooped up, pecking away at the headline, fussing over the words in the headline, the structure, and then finally tossing away the headline because it doesn't quite meet the right standard. In the meantime, the clock has relentlessly marched forward and you have nothing but frustration to show for it. Then you decide you're hopeless at writing, when in fact, you're hopeless at organizing the stages of writing. Where you start off with topics, just a thunder shower of topics, and then you go away pleased with yourself, your brain has completed its first task. It now needs to rest. When you come back again, you'll find you have a rich array of topics to pick from. Now it's time to get outlining. And then, finally, to writing the article. The headline? Yep. We can wait until the end to write the headline. For now, we work ourselves up systematically. Topic, subtopic, outlining, article. Then Mr. Headline. And that's how you plan your way through article writing. Or writing a book. Or three books if you so desire.